following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, good afternoon, Refuge Online. And it'd be interesting to know how many of you are tracking with these on a daily basis. Maybe you were on the maiden voyage on the very first one, and now we're at the end of, I think it's 3 weeks. I think it was going a week before we got back, and I got back 2 weeks ago in a couple of hours, I think about two or something in the afternoon, and came into an almost deserted airport and just a deserted roadways. When by the time we actually were on the road coming home, about 3:30, or we were actually late getting in, so it was more like 3:30, and about 4 o'clock on the way home, and it was rush hour on a Friday and almost no one out there. Yeah. Well, things have certainly changed for all of us. And I want to remind you, we are about to serve communion with you in about 10 minutes. We're going to do that together. And so if you don't already have a cup of juice and a piece of bread, run and grab one right now and we'll walk you through communion. But Joy and I are going to talk about something here for just a little bit. And it's a verse that you find in Jeremiah chapter 33. And I think it's, my goodness, it's so appropriate any time. But especially in these days when so much that we've called normal is gone and our routines have been disrupted. And so many people are just a little bit on their edge. I am one of them at times. I'm wrestling to keep the balance in moments. My 14-day quarantine, I'll say it like this, the back bedroom quarantine is about over today, but I'm thankful for that. But we've been engaged with a lot of people in our community that are making sure that they've got the proper amount of distance, and we're a little bit close here, but we're healthy. Both of us are healthy. And so a lot of people wrestling with a lot of things, but I want to draw your attention to a verse that's very easy to remember. Everybody say out loud, a little louder than you normally would, so you remember this. Say Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
3:3:3.
3:3:3.
And that is Jeremiah 33:3. And it says, while Jeremiah was still confined, I love this, he was in quarantine, he was confined in the courtyard of the guard, the Lord gave him this second message. And this is what the Lord says, the Lord who made the heaven and earth, or the Lord who made earth, who formed and established it, whose name is Yahweh, or the Lord, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. And we've sung songs with that, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. And so I was walking this morning, and I invite you guys to follow me on my Instagram feed. Sometimes that goes live. It's Zukulele, Z-U-K-U-L-E-L-E. Or just look up my name, Bill Welsh, and it'll pop up. But I was walking this morning, and this verse came to mind, that God is just saying, talk to me. I have things to say to you. I have things to show you. Now, yes, that was to Jeremiah, but do you think that's appropriate to us too?
It's to every one of us, all the promises. All of God's promises are yes and amen.
Yeah.
So to everyone.
And Jesus said something like this. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They listen to me. So he has things to say to us. Now, I want to ask you, babe, what has Jesus been saying to you? What's the Lord been saying to you in these days?
Well, I've been listen, listen, pay attention. We have a wonderful opportunity now with all of our distractions, right, at a minimum. We can create new distractions. We can create new distractions with, like, the news or the or music or something else or walking or whatever we use to distract ourselves. But the Lord's calling us, and he has something to say, because I've kind of been holding on to Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope, because God is a man of his word. Yeah. And what he said he will do, he will do it. And if I will just pay attention, if I will stop and listen and pay attention, he will tell me exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and exactly what I'm not supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm,
and what he has planned. He'll even let us in on some things that he has planned, if we'll listen.
Yeah, and so he's saying, talk to me now. I love what you bring up about the voices that we listen to.
Mm.
I mean, every news feed, and all of you know this to be true, every single news feed, mm-hmm, it's not going to be much more than a few minutes or after the next song that someone's going to come back on and say something about coronavirus, mm-hmm, COVID-19 or C-19, however they want to speak of it, the pestilence, the plague. And I'm going to be talking about that this coming weekend as we look at Palm Sunday. Can you believe this is Palm Sunday?
Mm.
And as Jesus comes in, everyone's saying, save us, save us. And that's the cry right now around the world. Somebody, Dr. Fauci, save us. President Trump, save us. Mama, save me. And so, but with all of these voices, it's so important to get God's voice into our heart, specifically through his word.
Right.
But then once you have filled your heart with God's word and opened your heart to his spirit, I just want you to trust that God has something to say to you. He wants to, he's trying to teach you something, teach me something, teach us something in the midst of this time that maybe we would learn it no other way except when crisis hits us. And so we're going to talk about that this coming weekend as we go into what is the deal with these plagues and that are hitting, and you know, down through history that have hit. It's almost like a rhythm. We've been saying, oh, this is unprecedented times. But you have to qualify that and say,
for us, it's
unprecedented, because there have been plagues and pestilences and diseases that have been far more devastating before there was a worldwide medical community of scientists working hard night and day. I love the way President Trump, when he does his news conferences, and he has the scientific community out there, or he has the some of the military people, and you know, different sectors of those that are fighting this. And he says, can we just ask these gentlemen and ladies questions so they can get back to work? And then someone will ask a different question. Let's keep it on them so they can get done and they can get back to work in helping us. So we're going to talk about that and the worst plague of all that has ever hit the world. I'll give you the details on that one as well. But God has something to say to you. And I just want you to tune your heart and tune your mind for it, too. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul,
your mind, body,
and your strength. Yeah. He says, love God. In other words, love God with everything you have, every fiber of your being. Love him. And so fill your mind with his word. Open your heart to the voice of the Lord that will speak to your spirit in a way, I have to say this, that will never contradict what he has written in his word. Whichever version, we have three or four different versions right here.
Mm.
Whatever version it is, God's going to speak to you, whether it's King James, New Living Translation, New King James, or the NI, whatever. Open your heart, and God will never contradict what he said. Well, then why do we open our heart to it? Just read it in the Bible. That's when God, by his spirit, will quicken his word to you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's in those times
where the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, he'll give you a nudge. Call those people. You know, pick up your phone and call those ladies and see how they're doing, and check on your kids and see if you can do a drive-by blessing to your family or to somebody that's in need. And so we're praying for you that you'll find this to be such a beautiful new season for you. And with that being said, anything else you want to add to that, hon?
No, I don't think so.
We're going to go to the cup and the bread. And we have this coming up for us again next Good Friday. Next Friday, we're gathering like this. The set will probably be a little bit different. I think we'll have a few more people up here, hopefully in our worship, and other pastors that are going to speak into our journey through that Good Friday, which looked like a horrible Friday until 3 days later. So we're going to walk through that, and we'll come to communion there again. So this is a one-week heads-up to prepare that communion as well at home. We were trying to do a special drive-through communion here on the property, but we've had to abandon that idea. We went to the local city hall and gave them our plan. They said, you know, it would be better if you don't do that. And so we're going to honor that, though I really would have loved to have done that with you, and maybe that'll be coming up. as this begins to wind down. I miss seeing you. We miss seeing your faces.
They won't have to drive in. We'll all be in here together.
Well, we'll find a way to make it special either way. Yeah. But we miss you guys. And can't wait for the day that we are all together in heaven, in that eternal house of the Lord together. Until then, you and I are still the sanctuary of the living God. We are the church. We are the temple. It's not a temple made with hands. And I really hope that one thing that we're learning during this time is that we don't have to be in the building to be the church. We are the church scattered throughout the community now. And I know some people are beginning to gather in very small groups. I would just say, make sure you're healthy. Not just that you hope you're healthy or you're trusting to be healthy. Make sure you're healthy before you gather with other people. But what we want to do right now is turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start, obviously, with the bread. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I would love to know the backstory to how Paul can say, what I received of the Lord, I deliver to you. And he says, let me see where we are here, in verse 23. He said, I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. So let's take the bread and let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for what this tiny bite of bread means to us. It causes us to look back at the body of Jesus that was so brutally beaten that day, the night before, and on through that day, and up to the crucifixion. And that night at supper there on Mount Zion, when he directed his disciples to look at this bread differently than they ever had before, that matzo that night became the representation of his body that would be loaded with our sins. And he would allow all of our sins, Father, to come upon him, and then he would haul that away to the cross where he would be sacrificed for us. We thank you that our Savior came in a real body, physical, just like us, human, just like us, but divinely human. And so, Lord, we take this bread and we remember the body that was offered for us in Jesus' name. Let's take the bread and remember his body that was offered for you. Thank you, Jesus. And in the same manner, it says in verse 25. You have that one? You open to that? Verse 25 and 26. Why don't you go ahead and read that one, huh?
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen.
Remember me.
Thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. What a mysterious truth. What a powerful, magnificent truth. That the blood that poured from Jesus' veins would be enough to cover our sin, the penalty of our sin, that Jesus took the wrath that we deserved, Father. We did deserve it. But he took the wrath so that our guilt could be lifted and the shame could be lifted and the darkness and brokenness could be healed. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus today. We rejoice in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I think it's okay.
Do that?
I thought this through quickly in my mind. You toast something because it's a statement of honor, and we honor you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Let's drink together. Amen. I think I shared this song last week as well. And we might go about a minute or two past the 12:15, and if you're done, you can go on back to work or whatever, but if you'd like to stick around and hear the song, I'll play it all out. We will never forget what you did to redeem us. We will never forget how you bled to forgive us. With this bread and with this cup, we remember you were lifted up, and we'll never, no, never forget. We will never forget the promise you made us, never to leave and never forsake us. By this we proclaim the power of your matchless name, and Jesus, we will never forget. With all that's behind us, the guilt and the shame, this sweet reminder is drawing us in to remember you. We remember you again. Now sing, we will never, no, never. We will never, no, never forget. Sing it with me. We will never, no, never forget. Now make it personal. I will never. I will never, no, never. I will never, no, never. I will never, no, never forget. Don't forget how deeply you are loved by God, that His Son would take your sin, my sin, our sin to the cross, and never forget it. And keep your ears open to what God is teaching you right now, what He's trying to say to you. Call unto Him. He'll answer you. He'll show you things that you don't know yet, and maybe things to come. So listen to Him and share it with us. I'd love for you to email me at bill@refugefamily.com. Just love to hear what God is teaching you in these seasons that we walk through together. In Jesus' strong name, grace and peace to you. Walk in His peace and His love. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.